just, you know, I totally agree with the teacher pay and, you know, that focus on the education. I'm right there with you. But at the same time, even in my district, I go to a lot of these school districts that, you know, the teachers complain of the pay, but then you see this monstrosity of football field, you know, perfect turf. You know, it's, I think a lot of school districts have their priorities out of whack. Instead of investing in our school, you know, classrooms, you know, they're invested in sports and everything but what we should be focusing on. You know, and I guess I struggle with the fact that we're going to continue to lower, you know, the bar. I had to move my two younger kids out of school due to this whole situation we're dealing with the COVID. And when we left the public school system, my kids were supposedly, you know, they're straight A, phenomenal. First grade, fifth grade, they get to the new school and actually seeing how they're being tested. My daughter's not even at kindergarten level. My son is not even at a fourth grade level coming from a public school. And I think this is what we're hearing. It's the dumbing down, not the dumbing down, it's the lowering of the rigor, I guess, that is, it's astounding. I mean, we're hearing testimony even of members of this body. And I think that's a horrible road we're going down. You know, what was it, Florissant School District, I read, a C is a 40%. Is this a justice or an injustice?
I can't speak to Ferguson Florissant School District. I don't know.
Well, I mean, even like Lee Summit, whom I represent, I mean, they're wanting to do away with grades because they're toxic. So I guess, what are our levels of measurability for success for these kids? This is what I think we have to deal with. This is the gorilla in the room, the elephant in the room that we're trying to struggle with, regardless of party. And I would like to see, you know, us be able to work together instead of always testifying in opposition to this stuff.
I totally agree. I wish that we were actually trying to help districts get better. And in our opinion, we don't believe that we are. In our opinion, in our association's opinion, all we're trying to do with these bills is expand charter schools, institute the transfer statute, or institute LAPS and LAPS the district. And what are we doing to actually go in to Cooter to try and help Cooter? What are we doing to go into Ferguson Florissant? Those are the questions that we should be spending, that in our opinion, we believe that we should be spending the time to answer. And so I'm glad that you agree with that.
Well, I guess in a bill like this, I guess looking at the steps here, I mean, this does have kind of a mechanism to have that somebody or something to come in and to help do that. And I love Senator Razor's, you know, idea of maybe expanding this to help that. I mean, is that something you would, as an organization, entertain?
Probably not, just to be honest, okay, because I don't know the full framework of that. But this is going to take, this isn't 3 years. This bill talks about time periods of 2 and 3 years. This is not 2 and 3 year processes. Turning around a district in or even a building in 2 or 3 years, this is going to take time and effort and increased resources. I listened to the bill earlier, which the computer science bill, there are parts of that we really do like. We helped pass that bill in 2018. Arkansas was brought up. Arkansas put almost $100 million into their computer science program. There is no discussion of funding that here in the state of Missouri. It's just another unfunded mandate for our schools. One more thing that they have to do that takes away from another program.